Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's been a really good two-week build to tomorrow's game and kept things really simple and straightforward as to what our processes have been all season, and a great energy amongst the group and confidence and excitement to get out there and hopefully play some great netball. Last week our focus was very much around just on us, and obviously not knowing who we're going to meet in the final, and then this week we've just sharpened the focus towards Vixens and, you know, the good balance around all the things that we want to do really well and also knowing our opposition really well too. But as I said, it's been business as usual and just another game on a pretty big occasion, so hopefully we can show up and play some great netball. I think we've had a really good month in terms of just being locked into Perth and our processes over there, and it's been a while since we jumped on a plane. It was quite strange going to the airport yesterday to travel, but I think that the week off is always a slight little advantage, but at the end of the day it's just about showing up and performing for those 60 minutes, and that's where our focus lies. I think it's just going to be an amazing spectacle, and I think to play in front of that many people, it's certainly going to bring out the best in both teams on a really special occasion. And you know, we've got a big contingent from the west coming over and lots of family and friends too, so we'll be getting our eyes really focused on those green fans in the crowd. But I just think it's going to be an incredible atmosphere and a great privilege to play on a day like that. It's really important. I think probably, you know, more importantly across the course of the game is just our connection and staying locked in together. And you know, the crowd will play a big part in the contest in certain times, but for us, just being really locked into what we need to do on that court together as a team and embrace the challenge of it. It's really tough playing away at times, but no better time to play your best netball than grand final.
Jen, how do you make sure that your players don't get ahead of themselves, given you're on this huge winning streak and the minor premiership as well? How do you make sure you just manage expectations?
Yeah, well, we're pretty tough in our environment. No one has the chance to get too far ahead of themselves ever, and I think our competitiveness within our playing group has kept everyone really honest and accountable the whole season, and that doesn't change. And whilst we come into the grand final in really good form, it is about showing up and performing on the day, and what's happened across the course of the home and away season, whilst it might give you confidence and awareness and all those things that you can take with you, it doesn't actually mean anything in terms of what the grand final is going to entail. So for us, again, we want to show up, play our best netball under the pressure of a grand final, and hopefully it's good enough.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.